I'm Jeff.
And I'm Andrew.
And this is Super Good Question. I think we should cover the Golden Globes. Actually, no, fuck that. Everybody did that. They were funny, though. Ricky Gervais is hilarious.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
But I think what they were missing was a podcast category.
Yeah, true. They'll get there. There's a lot of celebrities making money podcasting now.
Yeah. I think we should do our own best pods category.
Best pods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the nominees. Dolphin Pod. Pea Pod.
Okay, I get it now.
Life Pod.
What's the best pod?
Yeah. Actually, if you can even just name another nominee.
Yeah, I'm going to say maybe Pod Racing.
Oh, good call. Good call.
Yeah.
So the pod. Yeah, the pod is the Pod Racer.
Yeah. Or Pod Racer.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about the vehicle specifically. I don't know. That's my nominee.
What about POD, the band?
How did their hits go? Give me one.
Did they have Down with the Sickness?
That's not System of a Down?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
Okay, then yeah, it must be them.
It went like this. Come on, come on. Get up. What, that might be wrong. I think maybe it's just get up, get up, get down with the sickness.
I felt like come on was right until you changed it. Now I feel
come
like...
Come on, come on. Get up, get up.
I don't know which one sounds righter.
Come on. I think come on sounded right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll find out right now.
Are you putting a sample in?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were looking at me like I had to do the right one now. Comes in a pod. Oh, when you go to the vending machines at a grocery store and you get the pod.
What are the you pod talking?
It's like a little toy in a pod that comes out of a machine.
Oh, for like
a dollar.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Yeah.
I see.
Those are some sweet pods.
Is that a pod though? Like nobody calls that a pod.
True.
I'm the
first one to call it a pod.
I don't know what the name for it is, though. So, I feel like maybe you do win because I can't name what it's actually called.
Yeah, toy pod. But I think we're overlooking a huge honorable mention for pod of the year.
Yeah.
Tide Pods.
Oh, Tide Pods. Duh, of course. Tide Pods.
Pods are kind of the future. They're a form factor of the future.
Everything is in a pod?
Everything eventually will be pods. Like,
oh, AirPods.
Oh, of course.
It's already started.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually, everything will be a pod. We will be inside a pod within another larger pod. Space pods.
If you think about it, we're already all in pods, man.
So true. This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by that squirrel in your bird feeder. He's going to get fat enough to get stuck one day.
So, longtime listener asked me why we hadn't been putting out episodes in like November, December.
Longtime listener.
Mm-hmm.
I'm suspicious already.
He gave me a good question, though. A super good one, in fact. I don't think we've done this before, but stop me if we have. What's something that you do?
Yeah, we've done this one.
Oh. What's something that you do that you think no one else does? Yeah. It's tough, right? Because you know it, but you don't want to say it.
No. No, I don't think I'm that unique that no one's ever done.
Right.
Said thing.
Okay, that's what I meant. You must have some weird thing, you know, that's like innocuous enough.
Yeah, I gotta think about it. I used to think I was the only one who could like squeeze the like little worms out of my nose, but then I saw a lot of people doing it on the popping subreddit.
Little worms?
Yeah, you have to have a certain skin type, but I don't know if you can do it, but I can just like squeeze a part of my nose and like the little, like the pores all shoot out.
Gross.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody should be able to do that. That's making my nose hurt thinking about it.
Yeah.
What type of skin do you have to have monster skin?
I guess. Just greasy.
That's a good one, though. Gross stuff with your body might be on the right track.
Yeah. A girl from public school taught me how to scratch the back of your throat by going... And for a while, I was pretty sure that we were the only two people who did that. So if she dies,
yeah,
or if I die, there might only be one person that does that.
Yeah, you can't both die together. That's the only problem in that scenario.
No,
I thought that's where you were going.
We should pass the secret on. One of us should.
I think you might have just done it. But also, don't you regret her showing you how to do that? Because I don't want to know how to do that. nothing good comes from scratching the back of your throat repeatedly.
Like, no, dude, sometimes it gets itchy.
I know, and I've done that before, that like gullet thing that you're doing to scratch your throat, right? But it just irritates it more. Like, I don't think it's worth having that ability.
I disagree. I've had some really satisfying throat scratches that way.
I was just trying to do it. I'm gonna wait.
Nice. No, that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
It read.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just now, see, already my throat is like irritated. I have this like, it's itchy, you know? I have to keep scratching it.
Man, sometimes I pick my nose with my thumb because it's just a better angle.
Yeah.
I can't be the only one, though. It's just less people.
No.
It's kind of an advanced move.
Everybody does that. What? Do you ever reach into your nose? Nose picking is what comes to mind when this question is posed. Like,
I think everyone has their own special little technique.
Yeah. It's like sort of the original, like, shameful thing to do in public, you know? Like, I'm sure that was one of the first things that people were like, not in front of me.
Do you think some people think that only they pick their nose?
I'm sure there are people in the world who think that, yes.
And do those people think it's like a guilty little thing? Or do they think it's like a best kept secret? Or like, are they ashamed? Or do they covet?
They're ashamed. I think the people who actually feel that way are people that were like told when they were a kid not to do it and just believed it. Like, maybe they were given one of the urban legends, you know, mm-hmm. masturbation makes your palms hairy kind of thing.
Are there any urban legends for nose picking?
I'm sure there are. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure there's like a snot monster legend somewhere. And that's why someone believes that they can't pick their nose.
The snot monster legend, I can write it right now. It's all the boogers that children flick away. They form together.
That's genius.
And the more you pick your nose, the stronger it gets.
We have to try this. On a child.
I thought you meant try putting our boogers together. And I was like, yes.
I can see how you would have thought that. And I'm sorry that that's not what I was thinking. My parents at Christmas gave me... wait, did I save it? I think I might have saved it for you.
A booger?
They gave me a present, and I thought I would re-gift it to you, but I'm just going to tell you on the podcast what it was anyway. So they gave me a gift, but it was in a gag gift box. Have you seen gag gift boxes?
I don't know. It sounds like this is like a gag gift box TM thing. Where like, I know what a gag gift is. I know what a box is, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's like, if it's one company that makes them all, but it's just a box with a fake outside, like a parody product on the outside of the box.
Okay.
Okay. And they gave me one.
Like a penis pump, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're a little more out there, like, as in they don't exist. It's not a real thing. It's like a fake product.
Okay. For example?
Okay. Here's what made me think of you and why I was going to re-gift this box to you. It was a candle made of your own earwax.
Hmm.
And I feel like you would be into that. It comes with a mold, and you like you save earwax over time in it, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. like press it. And like put a wick in.
That does sound like a good idea. I'm not sure it would work with me though, because I have the powdery type of earwax.
Oh, really? That sucks.
But I'd try it for sure.
Maybe you could just add some water to yours, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, I got this as a gift, and I was like a little disappointed that it wasn't actually what was in the box. I was like, oh, gross. And I opened it up and I was like, oh, it's not. That was a trick.
Yeah, that is disappointing.
Yeah. Oh, save it. Save the snot for the snot candle.
No, the snot monster just grew.
Shit.
Man, have you done ear candling?
No. That's where you drip like a wax into your ear, right? And then
kind of, yeah. Well, not exactly. You stick a candle with like a cloth wrapping in your ear, and then as it burns, it's supposed to draw the wax out of your head.
Right.
But in practice, yes, the candle wax just kind of drips down into your ear. It's pretty pseudoscience-y. I've tried it once.
You did? Did it work out?
I don't think it really did anything.
Do you get clogged ears a lot?
I got a clogged ear like really bad one time.
Yeah.
And they flushed it out with water. It was like a bullet of wax.
Oh.
Like a solid bullet.
My wife has one right now, and she's just like, oh, it's not worth going to the doctor for.
Oh my God, it so is. It's the most satisfying feeling when that thing comes out.
I know. I'm like, just go. Then
you have super hearing.
You'll love it. They'll love it. Imagine doctors love taking your wax balls out.
So much. Now that I know, I'm gonna ask if I can do it.
She will not let you do that. What are you going
to
use?
She has to at least film it.
Okay. I'll try to get her to film it. I doubt she will though. Maybe I'll just sneak in there.
Doctors, hidden camera stories.
That's it for this week's episode of Super Good Question. If you want to talk to us, you can on Twitter at Super Good Pod, or you can call us
at Super Good Pod. No.
1-888-BARK-56.